We're back, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you?
Oh, Jesus, Cat How. Why are you looking at me
your
like...
Your hair is just... It looks like you rolled out of bed and did the show.
Well, my hair was nice, okay? My hair was nice. But then I had the headphones on, and now my hair is,
I'm gonna find
a little crazy.
We're gonna have to find you some awesome hair gel. Not that hair gel that you have. That's no gel.
No gel.
You ready for news?
I'm ready for the news. Hey, you want to give me the news?
Yeah. Martin Sheen is going to executive produce and narrate a docuseries that's going to be out next year that will prove that OJ is innocent.
What?
Yep. It's based on If I Did It, the book that OJ Simpson wrote.
Yeah.
And Martin Sheen will convince you that this killer is still at large.
That's weird. That's really?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Hard Evidence, OJ is Innocent is the name of the show.
Wow.
ESPN, next week we'll have a little series going on. And then another network will have a 12-hour OJ trial.
Man, everybody must be just, they're just jumping on this, the bandwagon. So, and it's funny, we've talked about this before on other things, especially in different businesses that me and you have known before, people that have been in, where somebody does a movie and then it works and then word goes through that industry and then everybody starts on that movie and that becomes like the trend.
Yep.
And we talked about it when it comes to the Lifetime movies, that
yeah.
The Whitney Houston one. And then what happened was this OJ, Ryan, like before this OJ movie that Ryan Murphy, the series, you had Whitney Houston and Brittany Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the two movies that came out and they did big. Angela Bassett played, didn't she play Whitney Houston?
Yes. No, she directed it. She had someone else because it was younger Whitney.
Got it. But those ratings were out of sight.
Yeah.
They were huge. And then Ryan Murphy did the OJ. So now that the OJ thing has been off the charts, and I guarantee you, word spread through other executives.
Yeah.
And they went, hey, man, do you realize, you know, every show – or every episode, we've done 3, 4, 5 million viewers. It's been phenomenal. It's been huge. So other people are going, we should do something about OJ. We've got all this footage. And somebody must have came with the idea to do the OJ book, because OJ wrote that book.
Yeah. That's why I said the book.
Somebody must have said, well, if they're doing so good with the OJ trial from Tubin's book, we should do the book about OJ and being innocent. And it'll be huge. That will be just as big as this.
Yeah.
Because people will watch it and people will debate it and people will talk about it at night.
And people will finally know what ID is.
Uh-huh. What ID?
Yeah, that's the network it's going to be on.
Oh, God.
Investigation Discovery or whatever.
Oh,
it's called.
Really?
Yeah, so whatever ID stands for. But that is the network that is going to be putting out the show.
So that's going to be the – that's funny. Yeah, I know. It's one of those channels that you can't find on your remote. So
yeah.
It's – yeah. All right.
Somewhere, and then everyone, like, you'll see for, like, weeks, and, like, it's on channel this.
Oh, wow.
All right, so every once in a while, there's always something that I like to just kind of be like, why would you do that? So, OJ's alleged, maybe possibly love child Khloe Kardashian was, of course, on your show, and she had Pauly Shore on, and Pauly Shore goes, "Why do you and your sisters only date black men?" And she's like, "Well, that was kind of racist," which it's kind of not, because it's kind of true. Except Courtney, because yes, she does have Scott Disick and three white babies. So she does not count. But two do, Kim and Kylie.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Well, I can't speak for them because I don't know their vaginas. I know my vagina." And she says, "Well, I never seen a white penis." But I'm like, only thinking, I'm like, so is your area as big as your middle area? That's all I could think about. So I think that is quite funny. And a little bossy.
Wow.
Boss, have you seen Khloe Kardashian's vagina?
Wow.
All right. So, yeah. So I thought I would share that awesome moment with everyone.
That's crazy. All right. What else?
Beyonce has a new athletic line. Well, it has launched. She announced back in October 2014 that she was doing it. It's called Ivy Park. She debuted the commercial last night on YouTube, because YouTube is where you go down to see all the hot action. And it will be sold at Topshop, which opens up in our area this spring, I believe in May, and Nordstrom. You can also go to the site.
Do you like Nordstrom's?
Well, even...
Doesn't matter to you.
To me, it's like a higher end. It's like Neiman Marcus, basically.
Because right.
They just have all those high end designers.
All right. I got boogers.
All right. We'll go for you. All right. So, John Hopkins, they have performed the first successful HIV transplant, organ transplant.
Oh.
From a kidney and a liver.
Okay.
And the doctors say this has opened up the doors for, you know, the 120,000 people living with HIV that are on the list, and how 500 to 600 of these organs just go to waste, and they're still good because they're still good organs, and helps people live longer. So congratulations, John Hopkins. I think my grandmother has actually worked for John Hopkins, one of those big hospital places where she knew Ben Carson.
Okay.
That's all I know about John Hopkins. Because they take care of babies.
All right.
Whoopi Goldberg. Now, I am not a consumer of the sort, but I would do the other possibilities. Now, Whoopi Goldberg has teamed up with My Elizabeth of OM Edibles and has come up with a line of cannabis that helps women with menstrual cramps. From rubs to bath soaps with THC, liquids, oils, and of course, the herb of marijuana.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I don't inhale it. I don't chew it, but I can bathe in it.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my gosh, because I deal with what she said, because she was talking about how she has, you know, grandchildren, two granddaughters that deal with that.
Yeah, as you say, I don't think Whoopi Goldberg still has a menstrual.
No,
cycle.
But she has a daughter who has daughters. And,
okay.
And I'm all like, right. Hey, I could use it. I'm not necessarily a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But I can bathe in it. Hmm. That'd be pretty awesome to bathe in THC. Then I might smell like a plant for like a month, but it's okay. Sports news. So, Hope Solo and four other U.S. women's soccer players have filed a suit for wage discrimination because they do deserve higher pay. They're like, what? I mean, hello, they have gold medalists in the Olympics, they're winning the World Cups, but yet the men's soccer team is horrible. They can't even beat Colombia to go to the Olympics. And they get paid more than the girls, who actually we hear and see a lot more of.
Uh-huh.
Like, we know them very personally.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hope Solo. But yeah, so you go, girls. I say fight for it. I do.
Get that money.
Get that money. All right, so D'Angelo Russell is apologizing for the prank video that he did not, but did release, because he did take it, and however it got out of your phone into someone else's hands, I don't believe it. But he's sorry for the Nick Young incident, because, you know, they're brothers. Well, not really, but they're friends. They're best friends. They're brothers, and he feels sick.
I don't know how.
Sorry, he's disgusted with himself.
I don't know how you get out of that.
Well, you better hope that all your teammates aren't going to be picking on you.
It's tough.
If you think you got it tough now.
It's tough.
And he's only 20. It's not like you're 32, like you're LeBron James' age. And it's like, whatevs, like, people know me. They still are getting to know you. But you are, you know, what comes after Kobe and that whole legacy. And don't want to screw it up now. All right, so on a higher note, Lamar Odom had a standing ovation last night at the Lakers game as a fan. Everyone was like, we love you, Lamar. But the Lakers lost to the Heat, who he played both for both teams. So it's okay. But yeah, so congratulations, Lamar. This is his first time back at Staples Center since being hospitalized for being found half dead.
I know. He looked pretty good for
half dead.
Yeah, being half dead.
Hey, it's Khloe Kardashian. She nursed him back to hale. All right. So Derek White, he is a NASCAR Xfinity Series racer, and he, among two others, were arrested on the biggest bust in North America on tobacco smuggling. North Carolina to Canada. He's part of some tribe that's out there, and they would redistribute the tobacco and then take the profits and buy cocaine with it. Hey, you know, whatever gets you your cocaine, I guess, do whatever. Whatever it takes. I mean, it could be worse. Who's that woman?
Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, I see. But yeah, so Derek White arrested on the biggest North American bust.
Yeah, doesn't he make enough money being a NASCAR driver?
Remember the one NASCAR driver that had to do the court case because he beat his wife in his trailer?
Yeah, but I'm not condoning that. I'm just saying that happens with people.
But whenever you hear
that, like, that doesn't affect, like, if you're that happens.
Yeah.
You know, that happens. You're a billionaire and you get into a fight with your wife and you beat her. You're O.J. Simpson. You kill your wife. You're a football player. But it's like when you hear a football player getting busted. And he's part of a drug smuggling ring. And you're like, bro, you make money being a football player. You're like, and you're what? Same thing here. The guy has to be making a couple $100,000 being a NASCAR driver.
The only thing I can think of is it's like.
It's bizarre.
It is. But it does go to whenever you say you just don't know what happens behind closed doors. You don't know the kind of – I mean, you would never expected Michael Vick to be
there
an underground
dog-like
fighter. Like, you would never expect that, like, putting money on that stuff. Like, you, like, would never expect that from Michael Vick. And he did it. And he went to prison for it. You never expect something like O.J. Simpson to happen. But it does.
Yeah. You're right. You got me.
And final story. Pablo Sandoval, because I think, without anyone saying, it's because he still has quite to get in shape.
Oh, that fatty.
Has been booted out of starting position, and Travis Shaw will take third base for the Red Sox on opening.
Well, he needs to lose some weight. He's fat. He's fat.
And he needs to step up his game. Yeah. I mean, they didn't sign him 5 years for $95 million just so he can be sloppy and bad on the bat.
Enough. Enough's enough. Can't be fat.
Enough's enough. That's
enough's
it.
Enough. You can't be fat like that.
No, you cannot. All right. My name is Katie. This is Rob. Bob. The Carry Show.
Yep.
We'll see you all tomorrow for fun. Awesome Friday. Mwah. Au revoir.